It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Nick Tatton with Price City. We've got all kinds of stuff that's going on in Price City. Nick, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate you.
Thank you for having me. Always a pleasure to be here.
Let's start it off right and talk about something that's coming up this weekend. And it's been a great thing to get people into the downtown area. I'm talking about Music, Meals, and Mingles on Main.
Yeah, what a great effort that is. The Price Main Street Business Improvement District has really come up with a great thing for the community, for the businesses, for the downtown area. Every other month, they're doing a great activity downtown. This week, they're doing Winterfest, Saturday from 12 to 4 o'clock. And we need to give a shout-out to Cheryl Thane over the United Way for all of her hard work coordinating that and getting everybody on board to have some fun.
And kind of spearheading it. And, you know, it's a great time down there. Get downtown, hang out with your friends, your family, go down and enjoy one of the restaurants that are downtown and do a little shopping because everybody's going to be open and we're going to have sales.
Yeah, she's worked really hard to keep all the merchants involved and so there'll be some fun things. I heard something about ice block racing. I don't know that
guys
of our stature and age should be participating in that, but it might be fun to watch.
I don't think so. It might be fun to watch a guy our age try and do it, though.
It might take a lot of ice.
It would. And I know when she was here, she talked a little bit about maybe getting some county officials, some city officials.
I'm bureaucrat, not official, so we're safe there.
I was just going to say, you know, if you're getting a phone call from Cheryl, just kind of let it go to voicemail.
Or pony up and answer it and have some fun.
Always a lot of fun. And it's going on this Saturday. They've moved it from Thursday to Saturday. I'm hoping that, and it's going to be during the day this time. It's actually, I believe, noon to 4. Is that
right,
correct?
Right. I think they're hoping just for a little more modest weather than late, dark, cold evening. But it should be a lot of fun. I think she's got a bunch of food trucks lined up, the restaurants, the merchants. So there ought to be a lot of fun going on.
And just, you know, head on down to downtown Price and see what's going on down there. Now, it's been a while since we talked about the Coal Country Strike Team. And you said you just had some information come across your desk yesterday, as a matter of fact. Let's talk about that and let people know what it is because maybe they don't know.
Sure. I need to do some kudos to Mayor Corianis for all of his hard work on helping arrange the Coal Country Strike Team, a real effort to help our area as the economy transitions away from coal over the coming years with the regulatory environment the way it is. But that effort's got some great legs. One of them is tourism. One of them is economic incentives. One of them is what's called Silicon Slopes East to help with some technology training in the community. And I received some information yesterday that there's going to be a lot of scholarships available to individuals in the community that want to participate in that training to achieve those skills and then get connected with technology companies to work remotely, even from home in shared workspaces. A lot of things are being set up in this community to help folks out.
And, you know, that is a big thing, too, where in the society that we live in now, you don't have to go to an office every day.
No. A lot of this, again, is remote work. We need to talk about the Utah Rural Online Initiative, which helps. There's some training programs to help people understand the best way, the most efficient way to be profitable and work remotely, whether it's from a shared workspace or from home. A lot of great things going on in that way. There's some upcoming modest investments into the downtown areas that help with physical areas, physical spaces, buildings, facades, as well as employment opportunities, some incentives to keep those areas vibrant in the rural community, and as well as, you know, tourism, wayfinding signage, things like that help support our community and keep it nice for all of us to live.
And that's one of those things too. So kind of stay tuned for that one.
Right.
And the scholarship applications, you guys are getting everything together. Probably roll those out in about a month or two.
It'll be coming right up. Good contacts on that will be both the school district as well as Utah State University Eastern. Those will be going through those training programs. So watch for those. If you're out there and are interested, give it a shot and give it a go and get some skills, as well as encourage all the kids that are going through the courses at the high school to to take a good look at those and give it a lot of effort, because I think that's going to help sustain a lot of people, their jobs, their incomes, and in a real positive way.
And plus, it would keep people here.
Right, right.
And that's the most important part.
The old saying, you know, our greatest export is the youth and the minds of our community. So let's keep them here and to the benefit of our community for all of us.
Absolutely. And let's just kind of wrap up with, you know, it's winter. We're expecting snow today and into next week a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about ordinances and what people, as far as parking and things like that, when we get some snow on the ground.
Sure, sure. Real big topic this time of year when the crews are out plowing. Please be mindful of parking on the road. You know, the technically we want everybody off the road within 24 hours of a storm so they can be plowed. Avoid the ticket, don't get it. You know, be mindful of those crews are out working hard, long hours. Yeah, they fill in my driveway too when it comes by, but the streets are clear. That keeps it safe for everyone. We are coming up on springtime, usually ordinance, you know, weeds, junk, neighbors getting out in their yards. Let's keep our community nice, and let's all band together. If you see some folks that need some help, let's try to hook them up with groups in the community that do help with property maintenance and those kinds of things. But short term, be mindful of those crews out there working hard to keep us safe on the roads.
And just make sure your car's in your driveway before, or, you know, when it starts snowing. And then, yeah, right around the corner. I mean, I know we're just talking about it now, but spring is not that far away.
A lot of great things go on in this community in the springtime. And I know every year older I get, I appreciate warm weather more and more. But let's enjoy the weather we have and the seasons we have. And be respectful, courteous of your neighbors and the crews out there working hard. And Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year. Now, before we let you go, give one more pitch for Music Meals and Mingles this weekend.
Yeah, 12 to 4 downtown Price this Saturday. Food trucks, restaurants, sales at the vendors. Come on out, have fun. Everybody, kids to seniors. Let's have some fun downtown.
And you might even catch Nick on an ice block.
Maybe.
Maybe. All right, Nick, thanks for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
All right, thank you for having me.
Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.